It's a wonderful day because God is still on His throne, even though the world seems like it's falling apart. We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom is here. It's a Sunday morning here, and God's been speaking to him, giving him some wonderful words from the Scripture. We're going to be reading from Corinthians and 1 Thessalonians. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. We just give you praise. We give you honor and glory. I'm going to ask Jan to finish our prayer.
Father, we do praise you for this day. We praise you for your wonderful anointing that you bestow on Brother Freedom so many times, and that we are the ones that get blessed because of your presence. Thank you for helping us to be attentive to your voice today, for helping us to have open ears and open hearts to whatever you would have to say to us, and help us to put that into practice and to obey your commands and obey your will and to be in the center of your perfect will. Thank you for your presence today, and we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Today we're going to be reading from 1 Corinthians, starting in chapter 1, verse 17 and following. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And then verse 27, But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And verse 29, That no flesh should glory in his presence. And then in chapter 2, verses 9 and following, But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And then turning to 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, and verse 6, And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. And then verse 10, And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. And then in chapter 2, verse 12, That ye walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When our sister was here praying, it really touched my heart, really, really special this morning. I just pray for the anointing this day. I thank you, Lord, for the mighty move from heaven. I thank you that you're mighty, you're glorious. You come into mortal people like we are to put either your approval on us or your disapproval. And Father, I just thank you that you might prove me this day, that your approval might be in my life. And the words that we've all spoken here will be honored this day by you this day. And Father, we lift up the people, those that will hear this day, touch everyone in a very special way. If there's needs today, Father, we pray for the needs. Whatever your circumstances in right now, if you need prayer, believe that God's going to touch you. If you have an ache, a pain, believe, we pray in the name of Jesus, that pain subside, that the healing touch of the Lord to touch these hearts this day in a very special way. You have financial problems. Father, we pray for thee that their finances might be met, their needs would be met. Lord, help them in a mighty way. And Father, we know we're living in perilous times. We're living in times, it's a hard times in the United States. And I pray for the people out there throughout the world that's going through problems. Through Australia, they're going through troubles. And many places are seeing hardship Father, I just pray, touch the hearts of your people in a special way. And Father, we know there's a special day coming, and that day we're waiting upon the Son. We're waiting on that soon coming King. Father, that scripture was read out. We're waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus. We're waiting for His coming. And we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for that cross that Jesus stood upon, was nailed to that cross, and by His stripes we're healed. And by His blood with tone that our sins could be forgiven. Father, we thank you all that Jesus done, that we cannot be saved without that being crucified upon that cruel cross. And Lord, we thank you that all that Jesus has done, through that you give power to the saints, you give power to your word, you give power, the Bible says, God give power to the ones that need it. Father, we thank you for that power, and we pray that you'll give that power this day freely as this word goes out. Touch the hearts of your people, wherever they are, if they're in Singapore, Timbuktu, wherever they are throughout the world, I pray that you'll be as close to them as we are here right now. We're giving this voice out. It's reaching all over the world, and we want you to be welcome this day. We welcome you, and we want God to welcome you in a mighty way. We thank you. In Jesus' lovely name, amen, amen, and amen, amen. Truly, I believe that we're living in a very special time. I believe we're in the dispensation that's just really getting close. From the time that Jesus went into heaven from the cross until now, I believe that dispensation is about to be finished off. I truly believe it's only, but I feel maybe within 2 years, it's going to be a different scene. At that time, the saints are going to be, the saints are saying, Lord Jesus, please come. And that's what's going to come out. I feel that I've been pushing a little bit heavy because I was sick myself. But I think now, since the Lord's got me halfway in condition, I believe He's going to take the church. But I've always felt that I would see that day. And I apologize to anybody that's out there that I spoke too hasty in the coming. But I truly believe He's coming soon, and we're to wait upon Him. I believe we're preaching about His coming because He is what it's all about. That Scripture was written in Thessalonians. It's talking about waiting for His coming. Are we waiting for His coming? Are we waiting for the things that is going to help us? The Lord wants us to wait upon this. The Bible says, the Father loveth the Son, giveth all things hath. He that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not on the Son hath not life. And the wrath of God upon him. So any time you're against the Lord Jesus, the wrath of God is going to be upon you. And I believe that we're to have the joy of the Holy Ghost in our lives. We should be happy in the Lord. We should be happy on waiting for the Lord. I think sometimes people are not really happy about it because they think, well, I'm not really ready to go. And maybe that fits all of us somewhat, but we're not supposed to be that way. We're to be looking for His coming. The Bible says we love that His appearance. We're waiting expectantly. Because it's going to be something better. It's written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for the Lamb of God. God has said, I'm going to prepare you an everlasting home. There's not going to be nothing in this world that will duplicate it. It'll be special. It'll be unique. I have a breathing problem, and there won't be no breathing problem up there. It'll be all special. My body right now, my neck, I'm going to have a new neck. It's going to be a special time. Our bodies, God made us this way. When we reach up to the time, somebody score, it's about 70 years, our body starts falling apart. We need a renewing in our bodies, but also spiritually. We need to renew ourselves all the time. That renewing is something that renews you in the pathway of heaven. It's so easy to be renewed in the ways of this world. You know, you can be a Christian and you can get out here and get in a fellowship with a people that's not really Christian. If you stay there, you're going to act like them too after a while. Our surroundings has a way of bringing us down to that level. And that's why the Bible says we must come out from among it and be separate. It says, for this cause we faint not, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. We faint not. In life, we have a tendency of getting weary in well-doing. We have a tendency to faint. But the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Renew is their strength. It's a new strength day by day, and it comes by offering yourself to the Lord daily that He'll take care of us. His eyes over the righteous and His ears over the cry. But we, if we get out there and we assume something that's not there, we're not following after God. I believe we have to seek first His kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added. And I think it's taken very simply, is following the Word out. I don't believe that we can just take one scripture in this Bible and be in where we should be in the Lord. It's taken all, the whole entire. Yes, I believe in the cross, but I believe on the way to the Lord. I believe all these things. I believe without holiness no man sits to see or please God. I wait and I believe for all these, each one of these scriptures are life to us. It's like a different section of my body that needs that. My whole hope, my surroundings, my fellowship, my longings. What do we long for? We should long for fellowship with the Lord. And how does our fellowship come? It comes by seeking God. It becomes in trusting Him, having prayer. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When we start exercising these formulas that God's given, they're all scriptural, then we automatically, we don't know how, but we just get there. Because you're not thinking it in place, it's happening. See, we want to think it in place, but it should just happen. That's what it's all about. God says, you don't need to think. Just wait upon me. Trust me, and I'll bring it in. Your trust is in me, not in what you want to get in yourself. So we get this, the cart before the horse. We're trying to do it in ourselves many times. And that's why our prayers get hindered. Our prayers don't get answered. Because we're trying to do it in our own framework, our own power, my own anointing. My anointing is nothing. If God doesn't anoint me, I'm nothing. If the Lord don't anoint me right now, this service will be flat as a pancake. I hope it's not like a pancake. I hope it lifts up in heavenly places. It'll fly. It'll move. Because the Spirit is something within it that moves upon mortal beings. And when they get saved, God puts you in a new spirit. The old man, we didn't have the Spirit of the Lord in it. When we get saved, hopefully you got the Spirit of the Lord in you. And that Spirit starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It blossoms out. In time, it gets bigger and bigger till it's full. What does the crops do? The same thing. You know, you take even barley. They'll get that little piece coming out through there. They got little stickers on barley too. But pretty soon when it starts getting where it buds out, pretty soon it's ready for harvest. We're the same way. We have to mature in the Lord. Our maturing doesn't come in ourselves. It don't mature right. The wrong formula is on us to mature. It matures in the Lord. Our eyes have to be on Isaiah 26:3. It says we have to trust in the Lord. Our whole being is in Him. We have to realize that we're so unable within ourselves. See, that's why sometimes we can have too much of ourselves in our ministry. Yours truly, I guess that was me. And the Lord cut my wings. He cut my wings off to where I ain't got nothing of myself. Nothing. But I just knew, used to be, if I went to the hospital someplace, those people were going to be healed. But see, I was a little bit ahead of the Lord many times. I tried not to be, but I could see it was a hindrance. And we as God's people have to get rid of the hindrances that formulate in our life. It's not because we're a sinner, but there's little hindrances that's there that God says, hey, you could be a lot better and you'd be a lot kinder and you'd be look greater for me than I look upon you if you get rid of these hindrances. The little weights of things that damage your character, damage your focus on your lifestyle. See, because we don't have the Spirit of God in us, we can't minister. We're just a drone. You know, a drone is something that he can't, he doesn't multiply. He's just there. He's just a drone. And many times we just become drones. We're not getting any people saved. We're not helping people. We're not, nothing happening. And we're not really doing anything evil, but we're a drone. Well, there's a drone Christian. If you're a drone out there today, you need to get alive to the Lord. Drones just don't make it. Drones are walking in defeat. And drones like to talk a lot, they like to boast a lot, but nothing, there's no power.
They're drones. That's why there's no power. But yet they want to be something, buddy. So they say these words are nothing. You got a drone. You have to realize that God wants to set you free. God gets you an invitation to heaven that you'll stand with Him forever. We all have that tendency of being a drone. And we have to seek God. Get rid of that hindrance that's in my life. Oh, that I might stand for the Lord. That I might walk in victory. That I might walk in His blessing. You know, the Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin so easily beset us. And run that race with patience. A drone is someone that maybe he can read something, but it's always about someone else. It's not by himself. We got to get it. That word is for me. It's not for everybody else. I've seen preachers. I know that's why they was preaching, because they could see everybody else was bad, but they was not bad themselves. It's me that's, oh Lord, needing. It's me that needs that changing. If I change, then God moves with me. But if I don't change, I'm stagnant. I'm stale. The Lord saves me as this old stale bread. Oh, it needs to be put in the garbage. Without that fresh aroma, it comes as not a drone. You're alive. You're faithful. You're walking in victory. And you become a sweet aroma that goes up to heaven, touching the hearts of people. Wherever you go, the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You won't be a drone. You'll be on fire for God. You'll be a liberator. You'll be walking in God's favor. My sister prayed this morning. Just touched my heart. She ministered to me, but she prayed. That's what we should be. Some things help us all in life. That helped me this morning. Oh, God, I felt the Spirit of God, the chill bumps. Oh, Lord, I come a sheet of it, God. It come a sheet of it. We come a sheet of it. We're drones without the Spirit of God. If you don't take God in and don't use His word right, you become a drone. There's many drones out there. There's pastors. There's drones. You need to be full of spirit. You're alive or you're a drone. God just sees you as a drone. Sad. Because his lies are going out in eternity. A drone can stop a whole multitude of people from going to heaven because he has nothing to offer them. It's just a bunch of words. And those bunch of words, pretty soon, the people are dull. Their eyes get blinded. They get seared. And pretty soon they're walking with these words, but there's no life in the words. Now they think there's life, but there's no life. It takes the Spirit of God to make you not a drone. It takes the Holy Ghost, at least the Spirit of God. You have to stay where the Spirit of the Lord is to help you to insert His blessings in your life at the phases of your time when you need that special inserting by God. It comes by waiting upon the Lord. It comes by seeking Him. Present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is only your reasonable servant. Being a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Too many people are walking in self. Too many people are walking in critical condition. We, as God's people, cannot be critical. We got to be loving. If a person is where they shouldn't be, we should feel sorry for them, not criticize them. But want to help them out of where they are. That's what God put us here for, is to help others. That's why Brother Freedom's here, to ought the world that I can have it. Pray that what I say will help you, that you might be a blessing. You might be alive. You'll be on fire. You'd have victory. You'd have the power of God. That first scripture, the power of God upon you. Oh, praise God, the cross will take you to the power of God. There's many places in this Bible will bring you into victory. You just can't take one, take it all. And take it all will be there, be a surrounding of God's presence. And God does, you can't put something on one thing to make it all. God's bigger than that. God's bigger! He surrounds them. It's like clothing. They have clothing, many threads. And our spiritual way is the same way. It's many threads. It's, oh, having a clean heart. A desire to do the will of God. All these things become threads, becomes my clothing. It becomes clothed with humility. And that clothing of humility is lots of threads. Of times of praying, times of seeking God. It makes a thread. That layer of pretty soon I got a clothing. It comes and brings me to deliverance. It sets me free. It sets the captive free. You can get on fire from God. You can walk in victory. You can walk in His promise. You can walk knowing your Heavenly Father loves you. You're walking and pleasing of the Lord with all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. It only happens when you quit being a drone and you just walk in victory. There's multitudes of drones out here. They're not going to have no yielding. No, when they stand before, they won't have be able to offer that sacrifice. They won't have that. When you stand before God, you'll be naked. Drones are not going to be empowered in heaven. Only those that live and be on fire, because a drone has no life. He can't give nothing only to himself. And you, God wants you to be a living sacrifice, one that lives in him, be a sweet aroma, will touch, not just now, but touching heaven forever and ever and ever. Because our sacrifice doesn't stop here. It goes before us. It's like when I came back from Korea, I didn't realize that I had to go to the battalion commander, and I asked him what it was up. He said, well, you got a ribbon from Korea. I said, I didn't even know that. He said, well, it goes before you. That's what I want to bring out now. It goes before you. If you don't have the power of God, it's not going to go for you. You're a drone. Nothing's going to go before you. You're just there. And pretty soon you're even forgotten. You've got to have the real power of God to have his signature on your life, the fragrance of his power, the anointing on you that causes all things be it well. All things become possible only to those that work through the Spirit of God. The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing does the will of God. God wants to touch you this day. God wants to set you on fire. God wants you to be able to pray for the sick. God wants you to be able to touch the sick. Whatever the need is, God wants you to be available to do his will. No drones can do that. You've got to be filled with God, filled with love, because without that, we are drones. We got name only. And that name only is a drone. We need the victory. We need the anointing. We need the strength of God that sets us free. Oh, that set the captive free, the anointing. Oh, Kamashila Makoma Sila Makalama Kalama Kin Kamashida. We need the power of God. I believe I said enough. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day in a very powerful way. Wherever you are, if you that need is today, I pray that God will touch your head for the very crown of your feet, and he'll set you free. Whatever your need is, you'll be whole this day. And remember, get rid of your drones. Be anointed with God, and you won't be a drone. Get rid of the problems. What has you bound, get rid of it, because it's making you a drone. This day, be victorious, Lord, and you are going to be mighty. Lord, God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a watershed message. I don't think we've ever heard this about drones before. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
I didn't know what to think about it even though I said it. Lord did that. Amen. I didn't think about it. That's what God does. Glory! Jim, I'm happy.
Amen.